And we are back on the Friday edition of Down to Brass Stats. Remember, we go until 12:30 again, and we take the news, and then we wrap up the band at strike up the band at 1 o'clock for this edition. So I want to go back to the telephone lines, and I want to say good afternoon and welcome. Let's get in as many calls in between. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Corey. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. This is Mark Haynes here, the PRO and Marketing Officer of the Alliance of Private Transport Owners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, sorry. Earlier, I just responded early to some callers that had some concerns about the PS visa and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Worthy of note, first of all, let me say that we in the sector, we are still calling for duty-free concessions. Now, our fleet are about 20 years or some old. So you can't have vehicles that kind of age running the entire day without stopping at some point, because they have to prepare for the next day to move the traveling public, as you would appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
The sector, first of all, plays a very pivotal role in terms of commuting persons right and across the breadth of Barbados. You're cognizant of the fact and the public that the Transport Board has some challenges and it cannot move the commuters in a timely manner. So this sector continues to play a very pertinent role in terms of moving persons to and from work, school, etc. Now, the sector continues to get a bad name. We are all aware of all of this. I don't need to go through all that today because I've spoken to you before about that issue of bad behavior and so on, which I reiterate, this sector does not condone. At the same time, we are saying that if we can get the duty-free concessions, that would allow the sector to get a newer fleet, in which case we would be able to look at a route rationalization program where we will, the vans will be able to go, like, run, you know, longer periods through the night and so on. But, of course, the question of safety is paramount. Now, you raised the point earlier too as well, or alluded to it, that it may be a question of safety. I wish to say to you that is absolutely true. Now, we are looking at implementing what we call a command center. That center allows us to look at our own security, where that a panic button will be attached to all the vehicles. What happens is the driver or the conductor will just press the button that goes directly to the police, so the police will come to the assistance of vans to be robbed, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking at like a question of like moving people from, because currently we're looking at vans moving from 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So the guys are tired, and it would be unwise to have workers going without stopping. So we are prepared, once we get the duty concessions, we will get a new fleet of vehicles. We'll move persons from, and then we will have that same schedule, and then perhaps we can look at from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. or 11 p.m. to midnight, getting persons home to their various homes. You know, so that is really important as we are, as far as we are concerned. So we are still looking forward to negotiating with the current administration in terms of getting duty-free concessions, because once we get the concessions, that helps the sector to get a new fleet, and then we'll be able to look at the route rationalization program, as I explained, given the times and so on. So the question of safety, is, as it stands, is one that the sector is very concerned about, and it is unfair to impute or to infer that the sector does not provide a service. It provides an adequate and essential service as I speak. And without these PSVs, many commuters will not get to their homes. That is an indisputable fact. And we are looking at having an integration project with the Ministry of Transport, which, once this is bought into with the new administration, in fact, in the last administration, it was on the cards. So we got to resume negotiations with a view to integrating this system, what we call an integration project. And this, once we will have comprehensive talks, and once we have this project rolled out and implemented, we are sure that it will be turned around, not only in behavior of the workers themselves, which we also have on the table to deal with, notwithstanding whatever people say, and we'll be working in conjunction with the transport authority, whose remit it is to look after behavior. That is not our remit.
So if I may interject for a minute, I've been listening to you quietly, and I would like to join this conversation with the permission of the moderator. You mentioned duty-free concessions about four occasions, and you also mentioned service. What is the plan to ensure that your membership, all of them, adhere to your schedules? Because if you ask for duty-free concessions, for example, I'm not the minister, but if I were the minister, I would say to you, I want you to guarantee me that you will provide service from 5 a.m. to midnight. What is the guarantee that you can do that as part of your payment? What would you implement to sanction your members if they don't stick to a schedule?
No, Mr. Johnson, by that time we would be controlling our behavior of the guys.
So why are you in controlling it now, sir? Why you have to wait on a duty-free concession to control your behavior? If you come to me and say, I will control my behavior if you give me, I will ask you, why not now? If you show me you are behaved, then I will give you a concession. What are you going to tell me then?
But Mr. Johnson, we are currently working on it. And what I'm saying to you
is, sir, the government is working in it for the last 10 years and it didn't fix yet. I am asking you as a commuter, if I am to accept that I've given you a duty-free concession, what are you going to do to ensure that you will be on the road when I am on the road at 5 a.m.?
I repeat myself again.
I know you will. I am sure you will. And I will repeat myself again too. So we can repeat till 12:30.
Okay, Mr. Dennis. Okay.
But I know it. Sir, listen, I catch bus, you know.
Let me respond to Dennis.
Please.
We are saying to you that we are looking at having a command center which is not yet implemented, is what we are saying. We are also saying that the bad behavior out there falls under the auspices of the transport authority.
Then they should pull all your licenses. So it's a good thing they make me chairman of that too, because all of you all be off the road tomorrow. You want to threaten me? I can threaten you. I pull in all the licenses. Sir, you see, this is my problem. Hold on. This is my problem. Here's my problem. There is too much he say, them say, and whisper under the lines in Barbados. We need to start talking straight. One, every time there's a problem with a PSV, whether it's a ZR or whatever, you hear, but you know who own them buses? You know who own them buses? You can't control this body. You can't control that body. My problem is this. I am a commuter. Fix it. And then I could agree with anything else. Two, the behavior of your people, you keep talking about a few rotten apples. Pull them out and throw them away because they're spoiling the whole thing. I sit here as a broadcaster. When people say to me, people speak in bad English, people talking badly on the radio, it's my reputation at stake. So get them off the radio. But sir, here's my thing. You want duty-free concessions. You want a change in, you want a fair increase. I am the minister. Here's what I'm saying to you. I want you to guarantee me. Hold on. I know you ain't talked about that yet, but I've seen it in the press. So I'm putting it on the table. I want you to respond to me. I am saying to you, guarantee me you're going to be on the road from 5 a.m. to midnight. One. Two, between the hours of 5 a.m. and 9 a.m., you will get to charge $2 and $1 for school children. $2 for adults, $1 for school children. Between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 in the afternoon, $3 across the board. Between the hours of 3 and 7 at night, $2 for adults, $1 for children in school uniform. After 7 in the night to midnight, you will charge $3. So you get extra money. You get volume at peak time. You get extra money at off time. On Sundays, you work from 6 in the morning to 10 at night. Guarantee me that. I give you duty-free concessions. I give you ticketing system so that you show me how many people you're carrying. I want you to start showing me a business plan, how you make money. And if you don't do it, I pull my duty-free concessions and you pay me my duty right now on the button. Yes or no? We negotiating or you're walking off the table?
Dennis, you said quite a bit.
I usually do, and then I just shut up. So you can talk to Corey after this one.
Dennis, you don't run. You stay right there.
I'm going nowhere. I'm off the table.
I am not saying, Dennis, that what you're saying is not worthy of note. All I'm trying to say to you is that we are cognizant of the bad behavior and the few guys that...
So get rid of the few guys. Stop telling me that you said that last week, the week before and last year.
We are making a concerted effort to get rid of them, Mr. Johnson. That's what I'm saying to you. Please be fair to the sector.
I am being very fair to you, sir. Yeah, just give you duty-free concessions and money.
You have to be fair across the board, Dennis. You have to be fair. I understand your anxiety to get it brought to a halt, and rightfully so. Not a problem with that. All I'm saying to you is that once we have this new integration project with the ministry, and we will have a command center.
Look, PR Omar, look, you're my friend. You're the guy I like, right? Let me help you. Go and come again. Let's do it to you. Go and come again. I acknowledge that the sector is very valuable. Y'all actually move 70% of commuters, according to the last survey that I saw. And the whole idea of resting the vehicles during the day,
it could
rest during the day instead of the night too. So the things you come in with, it will come across as weak to people. You have to negotiate in terms of correcting the behavior if you get the duty free. Because we would ask, why couldn't it be corrected 30 years ago when this thing first started? And you're going to get it corrected with a command center overnight. So just do me a favor. Just wheel and come again. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Have a beautiful day. 70 minutes after noon. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Yes, please.
I am calling because I'm concerned about certain language that is used when persons like myself, I'm a Christian, mm-hmm. have to express certain views.
Mm-hmm.
You hear your homophobic, mm-hmm. hate language, archaic, draconian.
Bigots. Don't forget that one.
Oh, lots of
one of my
those.
Favorites.
Mm-hmm. But I know that the words are being used to basically shut you up.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not necessarily true. I'm not saying that there may not be persons who, you know, may have a certain view, but I think generally the Christian is called to love, mm-hmm. to love the individual. Like God, to love the individual, not to love the sin. And the problem is when the Christian then describes certain activity as sinful. I read an article recently about having certain laws change because persons are consenting adults. That is scary. Because you're a consenting adult and you're performing a particular activity, does that mean that it should be legalized?
Mm.
You may consent to kill somebody between two individuals. Should the law be changed because two adults decide to consent? And the thing is that a lot of times when these laws start to change, the gradual change, I know from looking around at other countries, it is not meant to stay at that particular point. It's like a gradual decline in our society. And I love Barbados. I don't want to live anywhere else. Nowhere else. And I would like to see this country where my children and my grandchildren can be raised with good values that means that they're going to be procreation and that they're going to have children after these children. That's all I want to say right now.
All right. I want to thank you for that call. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Corey.
Hi, good afternoon.
Listen to me, right? I want to thank Mr. Dennis Johnson. You know why? Because we can hear the same thing coming from these guys in the PSVs all the time, right? But what they are looking at out there is to get what they want. I can understand, as people would say, it's business. But I am looking at the part where this happened for years, and I spoke about it too, when certain times the government buses have to travel to 12 o'clock because that's pay one, say, they have to do it. But I am saying that if you have in a particular area 25 vans, there should be attached some sort of contract and arrangement where, as out of those 25, they make a schedule within their own self on a particular route. They would decide between themselves who is going to take each night till 12 o'clock. We have a period to do it to. And each of them will have a turn in taking the last trip, just a transport bus, because all the transport buses do not travel on them same routes. So the routes that don't have the transport buses, they should take the slack. And we can't look all the time at they're going to lose money every day. Transport board losing money every day. And we understand that they would lose something. And in between, as Mr. Johnson explained, some sort of concession, some sort of arrangements they can come with that will be equitable to both parties. In the slack time they will make, or whatever, how Mr. Johnson explained, will get a $3 between the period of time when it will be less people on the road to make up for. But we need to have these vans also running late. And if it is a problem with security, there of themselves would arrange with the police or some other security firm to have persons, whereas that's how some of the same money that will be extra will come into play, whereas that they can, you know, find a way of putting it whereas that they will got security somehow or the other. And if you know a particular time that time you're running late for the night, everybody will be aware and make it known we are not keeping this amount of money, so it don't make sense in robbing us.
Correct.
Get the fare. Do something like that.
I know they're taking the money.
Mr. Johnson, thanks a lot.
Good. Yeah, he's hearing you. He's hearing you. Oh, boy. Brass Stats, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Corey?
Yes, please. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm on the air. I'm on also on my cell phone, and it's probably a little too close to the lunchtime for me to really respond. But you had a lady call there earlier. I think you called before the last. Who, in her zeal to explained that she was perhaps anti-LGBT, she couched it in language, proclaiming first and foremost that she was a Christian. Now, as I said, it's too close to the news for me to really get into it, but I want to start by saying anybody, any person who is as arrogant to first introduce themselves as being a Christian is demonstrating arrogance. That's the first thing.
Why you say that? Yeah. I don't understand.
Okay, let me try and explain it. As I said, it requires a little bit of explanation, but you
go. Okay. We got a little under seven minutes. You go ahead. This is interesting. Go ahead.
Okay. From the time you introduce yourself as a Christian, you are immediately saying to me, I'm going to pontificate now because I am better than you. No. People who do that do not realize that that's what they're doing. They do not realize that that's what they're doing. But that's exactly what they're doing. But I have this one question to put to all the so-called Christians, those who pretend to expose the virtues of the Messiah, that Jesus Christ is the person whom they are vilifying. Nobody in their right mind, nobody chooses the lifestyle of an LGBT, of a member of the LGBT community. Nobody chooses it. If you understand, Corey, that is who the people are, that is who we are, that is who they are, right? They didn't choose that. Who, in God's name, would choose a lifestyle that would subject them to hatred, bigotry, and ridicule? Nobody chooses it. And if you anyway want to expose the virtues of this same Messiah whom you like to tout, the fact is love, and the greatest virtue is love. And even the notion of being tolerant is arrogant. Even the notion that you're going to tolerate certain people is arrogant. People cannot make who they are. Otherwise, everybody will be heterosexual. And everybody will be brilliant. Everyone will be a great footballer. We do not make who we are. I, certainly, Corey, I am not a member of the LGBT community. I am a heterosexual male, but I am sick to my stomach and sick and tired of people pontificating on a group because they feel they are better. That is all I have to say. I am actually in a very emotional state right now from hearing that woman, and I really don't want to continue. But thanks for listening to me.
All right, no problem, no problem. I want to go a little deeper, but we could probably do it when you're in a less emotional state. So let's try to see if we can get at least one more call, and then we go to the latest. Good afternoon. Down the Brass Stats, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I caught a bus yesterday during the day. On my way down to Warren's, the bus, we smelled something on the bus, and the chauffeur stopped the bus by the clinic bus pole. And he got out. He just stopped the bus and got out. He didn't tell the passengers well. He smelled something, nothing. He just got out the bus and walked around the bus to see what's going on. When he got back in the bus, someone said to him, at least if he smells something in the bus and you got out the bus as a driver, you should at least say something to the passengers because everyone can smell this thing in the bus burning. And he got out. A lady got out and she asked if something is wrong. He looked at the lady and said, you see something wrong? And got back in the bus, and the lady said, I just asked a question. And he said, just shut up. Shh. Right? Mm. And the drivers were, like, getting trained to be, like, you know, hospitable to, like, the public. But this particular driver was in a mood that day. She wanted to talk to me, but I couldn't say anything because, you know, you say nothing to, you don't say anything to upset the situation.
See, the whole thing about public transport is that you're transporting the public. And both at Transport Board and ZRs, and I have caught these, I didn't even call them that. I caught these buses and vans, let's call it that, from time to time. And one of the things you recognize is that on many occasions, it is almost like an offense to say anything to any of them. Whether it has to do with the speed they're driving at, the music that they're playing, and so on. And the whole idea behind...
This is a transport bus, though.
I put in it right across the board because at the end of the day, you're moving the public.
True.
And to get a permit, you're supposed to do some training, now I understand, in terms of how to treat to the public, even in giving tours. You have to do all the training, the same training the taxi driver, the ZM, everybody gets. And I'm wondering if that training is just a matter of going into a classroom and coming back out, but you've made zero impact upon how these people deal with the public at the end of the day. Now, what's more important going forward is how do we remedy these situations? When you go, because Transport Board has a complaints line, and it is probably as useful as, and I believe that that is where the remedy can start, because there is where you can have a complaint, have an investigation, and have meaningful action, which sends a signal to the other drivers that this behavior will not be tolerated. But, Mom, I want to thank you for taking us up to the latest. We want to have the latest from the Starcom Network News. And when we come back, we head on home as we complete this edition of Down to Brass Stats. Thank you very much. It's the Friday edition of Down to Brass Stats. Just 30 minutes to 1, 30 minutes before we strike up the band and head on home for this edition. Let's not waste any time. This particular WhatsApp, I want to read. It says, have the PSV operators thought about this? The operators could use a form of a token after a particular time to prevent robberies. And these could be cashed in by a licensed operator with an ID. And I think that is a pretty good idea. Maybe we could put these ideas and people could actually implement them. Think argue as well. Now, the other thing is that many WhatsApps here in relation to PSVs. And the sense that I'm getting is that a lot of people, they agree with Mr. Johnson. And they've really tired of the treatment of the PSVs, which they do not see any minority. They're actually saying it is the majority. And they're saying, Corey, it's the driving, it's the drugs, it's the music, it's the speed, it's the, and the messages are flowing and the public really has had enough. So when you're coming and you're talking about PSVs, you really gotta come good. Good afternoon, Don the Brass Stacks, you're on the air. Good afternoon. Okay, good afternoon, Down the Brass Stacks, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay, let's go again. Brass Stacks, good afternoon.
Hello, Mr. Corey.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. What about you?
All right, you know.
All righty.
Yeah, a few things, you know. I was observing a few things.
Mm-hmm.
I think on a side, we need some people like you and Kimar and thing that ain't to be knowing, ain't to everything that's going on to be a senator, man.
What does knowing and this you're probably 37th person now, provide me with the link. Provide me with the link between the two,
because we I find that we get senators that have fulfilled their, not that they're old and don't have contribution to make, but at least if they're going to be what, 12, right? I don't know how many there should be. But half as people that are into the community and know what's going on and know the needs and so on.
But the Senate has always been made up of people from different sectors. So you always had those representing religion, labor, and so on. And when you talk about age now, I think this is probably the youngest Senate and youngest Parliament that we've had in the history of Parliament in Barbados, to my research. The other thing is, I see, Corey,
right? Mm-hmm. I see connections based on family links and things like that.
Yes, I see them too.
I wonder if that's... I don't wonder. I mean, that shouldn't always be so.
Well, that's how it is. My thing is, though...
We got to talk about these things, though.
What I would like to see, in all honesty, as being part of a Senate, one of the things I would like is that if I could stand on any of those floors and be able to share experience and ideas and then have them implemented. Now, if I'm going to have to go and debate just to have something rubber stamp, I'm going to have problems because I'd be just going to specify every week. And I can't participate in that. No, I'm very sorry.
Corey, it
got starts
out there. I'll be out here be hearing you.
I'll
just like you.
All right? Correct. And that's important. I have the Senate at VOB right now.
All right. Let me go. I'm serious about it. Let me go on to the PSCs and things like that. I don't like to pull them down because I depend on them as well. But sometimes, oh my Lord, especially music, you know. They say they want the radios for news and things, but I don't ever get on a PSC and hear the radio playing.
So, there are a few the Route 8s and so on. Oh, I hear them.
I haven't been lucky enough. I hear a few gospel songs on a few, right? But I can't remember getting on one and hearing the radio, like to hear the news on what's going on in the country.
But they always come with that, these frivolous excuses. I'll be honest with you. I believe that the guy probably, he wanted to come and talk about some plans and things that, you know, they have. But the mood of the people at this moment, as it relates to the PSVs, particularly ZRs and so on, it is not one. I don't even have enough time to read the messages. People are talking on the Spikes Town Road about the exhaust and how they're waking up the babies, and I mean the messages just flowing. No, Dennis threw me off air. Too polite. I just don't have time to waste with them. Those guys, listen, I know I dead serious when it comes to this, right? They will come and say, oh, we need the radios for this. Now, I've traveled, I catch van all my life, and I can tell you that when there's this zero tolerance to low music, the guys started to put in the amplifiers in hidden compartments, and they would turn and they would flick. And when they see the police, they would flick off. They were not flicking off the news. They were not flicking off brass stats. They were flicking off the most indecent music that your mind can even conceptualize, and even some worse than that. So for years, they've just been talking about this foolishness.
All right, so also, I think... $3 across the board for now and see what happens. Everybody need a raise, and I think transport board, minivans, $3 across the board, get things moving, and let me see what can happen. Also, they need to, as Dennis was saying, Mr. Johnson was saying, they need to stick to their what they get the license for. Many times I've caught the playing van behind your hospital asking if they're going down by bus, and they tell me yes, we're going down by bus. I said sure, we're going down by bus. I know come from the hospital, my knee is hurting, you're going by bus? Yes, mom, get in. And you know they turn around right in front.
Correct. Because they just want $2 of your purse and then good to go. They may care less if you're going to bus or you're going to Mandela.
Parkinson School. Mm-hmm. They put you off. They say there's too much traffic coming back up. Mm-hmm. And if the rain falling or the sun shining, you still have to walk down there. When they promise they will go down the road, they have to stick to what they get the license for and come back up the road, all right?
Correct. But the license telling that this is the permitted route. So if they cut half of that, they're mm-hmm. still on their route. That's what they would tell you. So we need no. we need to amend these things.
That's not correct.
Mm-hmm. No, listen, I had a guy, a farmer thing, I would have to look back for his message, but he was explaining how the permit works. All right, let me leave that there. But thank you anyhow. Let me see if we can get another call. Thank you, Lolita. Brastats, good afternoon, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Corey.
Yeah, good afternoon.
I'm rushed. And mm-hmm. I mean, the program's been so interesting for the whole morning.
You're running late, man.
But I'm late, but I'm going to make it up to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your work cut out coming mm-hmm. in respect to the NSRL removal thing. Mm-hmm. It's become that thing that we were talking about, we're organizing the watchdog.
I can make you chairman. I can make you chairman of that. Because you're the only boy that follow up with me consistently. As I say, some people left their names and numbers. I've asked a guy actually volunteer. He was a former senator. He got a little senator pick there the other day again. I don't know if he'd be able to head it up. But I actually, because he had experience in our field, I want him to actually head that up.
It's becoming relentless, then.
Yes, it's got to be relentless with it. But I think it's going to be very necessary. It was very necessary, become even more necessary in a time like now. Not only with the NSRL, generally speaking across the board, I believe that we have to keep our eyes open a lot more now. I just believe so. Because the country is starting to settle there, we had the honeymoon and all these various things.
Yeah, yeah.
Before, people were agitating left, right, and center for anything imaginable.
Right.
And because people are, they're quiet, they're happy, these are the times that people will slip things by.
But yeah,
before, they were alert and ready.
But you heard me earlier this week calling for if they remove the NSRL and there's no vigilance with the watchdog, then you're back at square one.
It's true.
Really, you heard me on that.
Yep, yep. Someone had purported that we actually keep the NSRL and remove the VAT. And I liked it for one reason and one reason alone, but other reasons. But the fact is the VAT is optional to paying. With the NSRL, you got that up front. And for that reason, and with the VAT, because you saw the VAT and you were not allowed to see the NSRL, you should see where the prices should drop, right? Because at the end of the day, there's no 17.5 to add on to anything. All the NSRL would have been up front. And I think that, I haven't any choice in that. But I think going forward, they've said on the floor of Parliament, and they said the Fair Trading Commission will be there to monitor prices now and prices later. Yeah. And within another 3 months, I want to see what's going to be happening.
Sorry to speak, talk you so, but the record show that I said that, I am a record saying that CBC should be making money to lend money. Mr. Davis will confirm that. Mr. Johnson also.
Mm.
And I said that unreservedly. I refer to a lot of things. I'm a record saying that CBC should be making money to lend out money. I said that before election, though.
Mm-hmm.
So we're clear here. But there's a whole set of stuff that will come in next week. And yourself and I, we will really go at it.
Okay.
No,
no problem.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir, for bringing us to the end of what has been a very interesting. I got a special thanks to Dennis. There's so many people that thank Dennis in relation to the way that the PSVs. I think he probably dealt with them how a lot of people would like to deal with them on a daily basis, because that's how they treat to us. But I don't think it should finish there. Join us this Sunday with Brass Stacks. Sunday we'll be putting out the promo sometime soon in terms of what the topic is, but you'll be sure I'll be here on Sunday, and it'll be something educational, something interesting, something that we can learn from. And I just want to thank everybody who called, messaged, and made Brass Stacks what it has been. Special thanks to producer and technical operator Dennis Johnson. I've been your host and moderator Corey Lane. Do enjoy the rest of your day, and please have a wonderful weekend. Lane.